Liability? Not really. Not if you buy it the right way. You can buy a house, flip it, and make money. Buy an apartment, flip it, and make money. You can buy this car, flip it, and make money. You can drive this car for free for 6 months, a year, 2 years.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right, buying an exotic car is not a waste of money. I can tell that already. I usually think to myself, you see people saying, don't buy a Ferrari, buy an asset. This is a liability, and buy a multifamily building, buy some real estate. Well, you know what? That's actually garbage. That's trash. This car will get you into places that your Ford Focus or your Honda Accord, nothing wrong with your Honda Accord or your Ford Focus, okay? But it'll get you places, it'll connect you with people, okay? Because you got a Ferrari. There's a Ferrari club here locally, okay? There's exotic car drives, you know, a couple times a month that they're private, nobody knows about, okay? And you're connecting with people who have a lot of connections, a lot of money and deals. There's dealing and wheeling in these networking events, and you start to network with higher net worth individuals that you can collaborate in the future, or they can connect you to somebody that you would never could get connected to because you're driving around in your Ford Focus and your Honda Accord. Again, nothing wrong with your Honda Accord, nothing wrong with your Ford Focus. Actually, the best car that I've ever had was a Honda Odyssey. I tell my wife all the time, I want to get rid of my exotic car and go back to my Honda Odyssey because it's a pain in the ass going to Starbucks and trying to get my coffee for my car, okay? It sucks. All right. So, yes, liability, not really. Not if you buy it the right way. You can buy a house, flip it, and make money, okay? Buy an apartment, flip it, and make money. You can buy this car, flip it, and make money. You can drive this car for free for 6 months, a year, 2 years, okay? This is a mid-2000s Ferrari 458 Italia, okay? And if you bought this car a year ago, okay, there's people that do this for a living, right? For a living or just for fun because they don't want to lose money on having an exotic car and they like good deals, right? So I don't have a Ferrari. I have a different kind of exotic car, but I'm definitely going to buy a Ferrari because my wife twisted my arm and we are buying a Ferrari this year. We're looking for one right now. So if you would have bought this car last year because they stopped making them, usually when they stop making them and it's a good car, the price is going to start to go up because it starts to become a collectible, okay? Again, your Honda Accord is not going to become a collectible. This right here, a year ago, was worth $200,000, okay? Just in the last 12 months, it's gone up about 30, 35%. Now it's worth like $275,000, this exact same car. So say it costs you $50,000 a year to run this car, okay? To use it, to drive it, insurance, payments, everything. It cost you 50 grand. You bought it last year, you drove it for a year, you spent 50 grand on it, and then you sell it for 290, okay? You made $40,000 driving a Ferrari. So whoever tells you don't buy a Ferrari, go buy a house is stupid and full of shit. So they can comment here, they don't know the value that you can do that can come from owning a Ferrari. If you buy it the right way, at the right price, and the right car, you can drive this car for free and make money. So check out my social media and subscribe to my YouTube channel and be on the lookout. I don't know what color I'm gonna get, but we're gonna get one.
I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're gonna get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.